Thank you for joining us for today's Business Spotlight. This week's show is sponsored by Logistics Plus. Last month, Logistics Plus was very proud to have six of their rising stars featured in the April 2020 edition of Business Magazine, a monthly publication from the Manufacturer and Business Association. They are pleased that these six young women were recognized for their ongoing contributions to their success, and they are a big reason why Logistics Plus continues to be recognized as a great place to work. So without further ado, we introduce our first rising star, Gretchen Blau. Gretchen is a licensed custom broker and customs manager at Logistics Plus. Gretchen, congrats on the rising star. Can you please tell us about your background and what you do at LP?
Well, I'm a licensed customs broker with Logistics Plus. I started out with Logistics Plus. It's my 14th year. I came out of Edinburgh University with an internship in the IT department, and eventually was hired and started with GE Transportation as a contractor for Logistics Plus in the customs compliance department out there. I eventually came back to the station after about 3 years. We started a compliance department at the station, and a few years after that, I got my customs brokerage license, and we started our own customs brokerage division.
It has really turned out to be a great career for you, hasn't it?
It has. It really, really kind of a different thing every day. It's just constant learning, which is something I really appreciate. And just like I said, something new every day. Nothing's ever the same. Always changing. And the position really has been what I've made it. Like I said, we ended up starting our own customs brokerage division. I never had any idea that would be what I would be doing, you know, down the line when I first started with Logistics Plus. So pretty cool.
How does it feel to be recognized as a rising star?
That was quite an honor. I was really, really surprised, but it really is quite an honor. I really don't have words for it, as you can tell. But it really feels good to be recognized for the work I've done. So very happy about it.
That's really the strength of the company, where Jim Berlin sees something in someone and they develop it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when he first sent me over to GE, he basically said, and I think we've discussed this before, that, oh, it's a bunch of computer stuff, and you know that, and it's a bunch of legal stuff, and you'll get that. So, you know, prior to interviewing for the position at GE, I really didn't know much about customs brokerage or customs compliance in general. But yeah, Jim saw something in me, and I picked all that legal stuff up. So, pretty exciting.
What has inspired you throughout your career?
As I discussed in the magazine article, it's really my love of learning. I like learning new things every day. I don't like every day to be the same. It's been a thrill, really, and I'm such a nerd in this vein, to, you know, visit our customers and see their actual products so that I can classify them for customs purposes properly. And you know, I've visited a number of customers and have seen a lot of the manufacturing in the area, and it's kind of fascinating to see what people go to work and do every day and what they produce just in this small area of the world. So that's really, you know, exciting for me. It's also exciting to learn how things work in other countries, about other products that our customers make. Maybe I can't visit their plants or whatnot, but it's just, you know, it's fascinating to see what people do every day and what they can create. So, you know, learning about all those different products, learning about even the boring regulations and whatnot. Like I said, something different every day.
Gretchen, LP continuously gets recognized for being such a great place to work. Could you comment on that?
Oh, sure. I think I said a little bit earlier that it is what you make it. Like, you get the opportunity and you can just run with it. Jim has a very open-door policy. If you have ideas about whatever, you know, like how to better do something. You can go to him and say, hey, I have this idea, and he actually listens to you. And everything is a very open door policy with everyone. Like, there's a lot of good interaction between the departments. It's not, you know, as compartmentalized as some businesses are. And so there's a lot of teamwork that goes on behind the scenes between the various departments to make sure that we're doing what's best for our customer, what's most efficient, what's most cost effective for our customer. And like I said, there's a lot of teamwork that goes into that.
Gretchen, thanks so much for joining us. Let's bring in Kelly Dempsey, the International Department Manager at Logistics Plus. Kelly, we'll jump right into it. Congrats on the Rising Star. Can you please tell us about your background and what you do at Logistics Plus?
Sure. I am from the Slippery Rock area originally, and I came up to Erie to attend Mercyhurst University for my undergrad. While I was at Mercyhurst, I heard about Logistics Plus and applied to Logistics Plus upon graduation. So I've been working at LP for almost 7 years now. And LP was my first job out of college, and I kind of worked my way up through the international department, worked in a couple different capacities, and ended up managing the imports department, which any customer of ours that has freight coming into the United States that needs assistance with that in any way, that's what our department does. So a lot of my day-to-day is managing new customers and making sure everything's running smoothly on the import department.
Kelly, I would imagine you did not envision working at a company like LP, but everything worked out, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't envision myself staying in Erie. I'm not from here. I had no friends or relatives here. I didn't really know much about logistics as an industry in specific. I just got a business degree basically because I liked a lot of the professors at Mercyhurst, and it just kind of led to me having this career, which I really enjoy. It's a challenging industry, but it definitely keeps you on your toes, and you're always interested in what you're doing.
How does it feel to be recognized as a rising star?
It's great. It's such a pleasure to work for Logistics Plus, and they've always been great to me as far as recognizing achievement. They pay a lot of attention to the people that work for them, and it shows in a lot of ways, and this is just one example of that.
What has inspired you the most?
I think starting out, I just was looking around for anything that I could do, and I think that inspiration has grown over time. So when I was first working, I was inspired by the people that I was working with that had so much more experience than me and wanting to be like that and kind of always striving to be the best that I could be. And over time, more and more, my inspiration has become being the best manager that I can be and being the best teammate that I can be for the people that I work with.
What does it mean to your career that Logistics Plus is continuously recognized as a great place to work?
The most obvious answer for me is that they took a lot of chances on me when I was first starting out in my career. Within, I want to say, 3 years of me beginning my professional career, I had management responsibilities. And it's incredible that any company will recognize someone with so little experience because they just pay attention and they know who's doing good work and who has the capabilities to do certain things. And that's something that a lot of workplaces are a lot less willing to do. They're a lot more stuck in specific ladder climbing scenarios, et cetera. So for me, that's been the biggest thing. And the day-to-day is amazing. But for me, it's been so rewarding to have the feedback from LP of, yes, you're doing a good job, and we're going to show you that we trust you, basically.
Kelly, last question. Any recent service developments that you would like to comment on?
Yeah, one of the great things that I've been able to do at LP as I've gotten more experience is to, whenever something happens, like the situation that we're currently in, there's a lot of chaos out of China, and there has been for the past few months. Being able to take that and turn it into solutions for our customers and having the backup from LP that they allow me to kind of run with those kinds of projects. So this project that I've been working on is for customers that have a larger amount of freight out of China. We have a fast boat consolidation out of Shanghai that does a fast transit. It's a faster sailing from Shanghai to LA. And then we have dedicated warehousing for transload in Los Angeles and immediate shipping throughout the U.S. So for customers that may have been thinking that they couldn't send something ocean freight because it was going to take too long. It really cuts down on that transit time, but it eliminates the high air freight fees. So it's kind of a middle service to try to just give our customers as many options as possible for their freight.
Thanks so much for joining us, Kelly. Let's bring in Emily Grine, the International Manager of the Air Freight Department at Logistics Plus. Emily, could you tell us about your background and what you do at LP?
So I went to school in Ohio, and I was studying international business and international relations. And I actually thought that I wanted to go into intelligence, but I wanted to find something that kind of bridged the international relations and international business together, and logistics happened to be that. I started here 7 years ago, pretty much straight from college, and have been here ever since. And it's just been a nice mix of both things that I like, I guess. And I started here in the air department, and I have actually stayed ever since, kind of just growing the department, have taken on, more responsibility as the time went on. I now handle all the pricing for the air department and oversee the operations with my team.
I bet you never thought you would end up having such a great career in logistics, did you?
No, I did not. I actually had never even heard of logistics really as a career path. When I was in school, supply chain wasn't a hot major, and I'm not even sure if my college offered any classes in supply chain. There may have been one that I was able to take, I never envisioned being able to have a job that really did cross both majors together. And working in the international department, it's really cool because I do cross the international business and international relations. I'm working with the different custom procedures, cultures, et cetera, in all the countries that we're working in, and then also having to manage the business side as well from the U.S.
How does it feel to be recognized as a rising star?
I was honored to be, recognized for that. It's really cool to see that all the hard work is being recognized within the company, and I was actually very surprised to get it. It was a cool experience.
Emily, what has inspired you?
I grew up in a very hardworking family. Kind of had that mentality where nothing's handed to you; you have to work for it. So I think having that foundation growing up kind of pushed me to work hard in the workplace. Just knowing that if I walk in, nothing's going to be handed to me, whether that be a title, respect, etc. The other big thing that kind of inspired me was I went to school during the recession, and I just remember no companies were hiring. It's kind of foreshadowing today, I guess, a little bit. But no companies were hiring, and no one was even really offering internships at the time. Everyone was just laying people off. Unemployment was at an all-time high. And on my first day of my first class, my professor told me that, if you want to kind of shine in the workplace, you're going to have to work really hard, and you need to be an above-average student, meaning that if you're just like a B student, you're just going to look like everyone else, and you really need to have a few things that set you apart from other people. And again, that's not just going to come to you. You're going to have to work hard towards it to make sure that you shine above everyone else.
At LP, if you come in and work hard, the possibilities really are endless, aren't they?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Jim really has a work hard, play hard mentality. And the same opportunity that's given to someone that, went to Harvard is given to someone that doesn't have a college degree. And he really, he kind of demonstrates that himself too. No job is too good for him. He's actually in our warehouse right now, I believe, packing pallets to be shipped out with everyone else. And he just really demonstrates that if you work hard, good things will happen. And like I said, I really appreciate also that he looks at everyone as equal, and no one job is too good for somebody.
Last question, Emily. Any comments on what the air freight market looks like currently?
So the air freight industry was turned upside down with COVID. It's something I've never seen before. A lot of airlines have restricted their capacity by 70%. Some airlines are only flying at, between 20 to 40% of their normal routes. We went from being at an all-time high for passengers. And you have to remember that about, I think it's 70% of the air, of the world's cargo flies on a passenger aircraft, down to its lowest since, I believe, the 80s. So it's been totally different. And with that, the supply and demand is a little skewed now, and the air freight rates have just skyrocketed. You know, what you would normally see basically anywhere in the world is now 2 to 3 times more expensive, and that's what they consider a quote-unquote general rate. If you have an expedite rate, you're going to look at about 6 to 7 times what you would normally pay. But then also at the same time, we have all of these incredibly important commodities coming in, such as the PPE. And what a lot of airlines are doing, because there's a demand coming back in, is they're taking their passenger aircraft that are being grounded right now, and they're transforming them into charter flights, which is just a cargo-only aircraft. So they're filling up the belly of the plane with all cargo. And, you know, when you're on a flight, usually that would be full of baggage and miscellaneous other goods. And then they're also putting some of the cargo into where the passengers would normally sit. Now, obviously, they can't take all the seating out. So it's not like the where you would sit is totally full of cargo, but they are utilizing what space they can there, and they're flying the freight in. So, you know, we've done a couple charters with Delta on the way in, utilizing their charter into Detroit. So the airlines are getting kind of crafty, if you will, with how they're sending in freight and utilizing the planes, because a lot of the freighters are just completely full with all the other cargo that's trying to make its way across the world. It looks like some airlines are starting to creep back with a little bit of a schedule, but we don't really know how it's going to be impacted in the long run until we figure out, you know, we get, number one, COVID under control and the country start relaxing some of the regulations, because right now people aren't comfortable to fly. And until people are comfortable to fly, passenger aircraft won't be in the air, which means that we all are constricted to the freighters and we'll still have this kind of supply and demand inequality.
Let's bring in Libby O'Hare. She's the North American Supervisor at Logistics Plus. Libby, can you tell us about your background and what you do at LP?
I started Logistics Plus in January of 2012. And when I started working for our asset company, National Truckload, and I was dispatching our trucks. Then I switched over to learn our LTL, and I was in that department for about 6 months. And then went to work for a full truckload division for about a year. Now I am a supervisor for the operations of that entire department.
How does it feel to have been recognized as a rising star?
It felt really great. It really did. I felt like I was doing something right. Very rewarding.
Libby, what has inspired you in your career journey at LP?
My family definitely is my number one. And my team, just to see what this company has given me and the opportunities that I've had. I want to make sure that those same opportunities are for other people. Coming without a college degree, you can still have whatever you want. You've got to work hard for it.
Can you comment on what LP being a great place to work means to you in your career?
I managed the 3 downtown McDonald's for 18 years. And when somebody asked you where you worked, you kind of, you know, quietly say McDonald's, even though it was a great job at the time. But now when you say Logistics Plus, like, you can say it with pride and people look at you like, oh, wow, really? So there is definitely a huge reputation and it's great to stand behind that.
Libby, thanks so much for joining us. Let's bring in Courtney Harmley. She's the project manager at Logistics Plus. Courtney, can you tell us about your background and what you do at LP?
I graduated from Mercyhurst University in Erie. And then after graduation, I stayed in Erie and I worked, I was actually in the service industry and worked at the brewery at Union Station for a few years after I graduated, and which is actually what led me to LP. So the brewery is located directly downstairs from LP, and working there through my college career and then thereafter, I was able to connect with a large population of the people that work for LP, got connected with Jim Berlin, our CEO, and after a couple years of asking me to relocate upstairs, he finally suckered me in and I gave in and took a job offer to work
on a project for a dedicated client, doing opening co-working office spaces around the globe. And so I was intrigued by that. It wasn't a traditional logistics project. It wasn't just sitting there and booking great all day, every day. It gave me the opportunity to work on international projects and develop like a wide skill set in trade compliance. So didn't move far from my previous role in the service industry. So it was an easy transition.
How does it feel to be recognized as a rising star?
It's actually pretty humbling. When going into this this career, I did not foresee that really in my future. I was going into a completely different realm of skill set. I went to school for forensic science, actually, so getting into, you know, the supply chain and logistics industry was not something I was really comfortable with or familiar with. So I didn't really see myself rising as quickly as I have. I've only been working for LP for about 3 years now. So I definitely, it was humbling to get that recognition and be seen as a leader in this industry without having a background in it.
Courtney, what has inspired you on your career journey?
So for me at LP, the biggest inspiration has been my colleagues around me and my mentors here at LP. Like I said, I'll jump back and say that, you know, I had zero experience in this industry when I came to LP, and just the people around me pushing me to take on more, to learn more, to develop my skills in this industry has really been the greatest inspiration here. Everybody has pushed me to learn trade compliance and international logistics and really all of the a broad spectrum global knowledge and all the concepts here. So that's really been my biggest inspiration.
Can you comment on what LP continuously being recognized as a great place to work means to you?
It's a great question. And really, it is, I think, me and all of my colleagues around me. LP is a relaxed environment, so they allow you to, nobody's harping over you and micromanaging you. They allow you to really, you know, be your own driving force and to create your own leadership path and career path and progress yourself through the company. So really that, again, coming from the service industry, I was used to that environment in a work atmosphere, and that was also a huge portion of why I took the job at LP, and that was because of I knew and was familiar with that it was a more relaxed work environment. So it's been great and has really, I don't do sometimes too well with people sitting over my shoulder and micromanaging. So that's really been the greatest atmosphere for me to work in and excel and be able to lead others in this environment. So
last question, Courtney, what do you find interesting about the logistics industry?
Yeah. So like you said, Scott, I mean, I came from the service industry and had no background in logistics. So what really stuck out to me is the opportunity that logistics, when I originally thought about it, was, you know, just moving freight and not that interesting. And now being at LP, there is so much more that we do here that I would have never thought is, you know, considered part of a logistics realm. So with me, I work on international projects, and so I'm learning a lot of trade compliance. I'm learning, you know, import-export regulations for Malaysia, APAC countries, China, LATAM, various different regions around the world. I'm communicating with other people and partners that we have in our trade network around the world, and that is something I absolutely never thought that I would experience in my lifetime. And I went to school again for forensic science, so it gave me like an investigative background, and I feel that I do that at LP all day, every day.
we do warehousing and logistics and working with partners over the world. The project that I'm currently working on is actually configuring some customized devices for different clients, such as, you know, configuring iPads and tablets and working with those electronic devices and different IT equipment, which you wouldn't traditionally consider part of a logistics realm. So it's not all that you think it is if you're inexperienced with the logistics.
Let's bring in our last guest, Molly Shulis. She's an account manager at Logistics Plus. Molly, we'll jump right into it. Can you tell us about your background and what you do at LP?
Absolutely. So I started with Logistics Plus 2.5 years ago as a FF&E project manager. It's furniture, fixtures, and equipment. So we had a large client that we actually still work with today. But as a project manager, I would travel around, mostly domestic. There was some international travel, and coordinated with construction, did a lot of their procurement, transportation, all of these things mixed together to meet their deadline to get this, it was a co-working site, up and running for their clients. We have a team back here in Erie that does a lot of the expediting and tracing and tracking of their goods to make sure that these goods, you know, if they are with a project, say, opening in New York in 3 weeks, and we may have product coming from China or product coming from California, I worked very closely with them to ensure that all of these goods then arrived in New York. Like I said, coordinated with construction to get everything set up in the space in New York. For then the client, the co-working clients to then move in the space when it was ready.
You have a lot of responsibility, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, LP has really challenged me and put me in different roles, which has all been great. It's been a really great learning experience from being a project manager to now. Back in January 2019, I kind of came back in Erie, stopped traveling so much, and began to just oversee the FF&E account. For domestic and international, which was awesome because really when I was working as a project manager, I was fully just doing domestic. Like I said, there was some international travel in there. But then when I, came to sit back in Erie, I began to learn more about the international world, which has been very challenging but rewarding.
How does it feel to be recognized as a rising star?
Oh, it was an honor. It was really, really awesome. I've been really blessed to work alongside of a ton of different colleagues who have taught me so much, really not just here at LP, but in my previous career. So I really owe it all to them for that award.
Molly, what has inspired you?
That's hard to say. I find an inspiration in the variety of different people. I would have to say the most inspiring person in my life was probably my mom. So she worked really, really hard raising us kids and was very career-oriented, always gave more. We never heard her complain about being overtired or, overworked. She taught me to value, have good reputation, work ethic, and really to this day I kind of speak out to her for, her opinion on a variety of different things, not just in my career but in my personal life as well. So she's been probably my biggest inspiration so far.
Last question, Molly. Can you comment on what LP being a great place to work means to you?
Oh, it means a lot. I mean, to go to work every single day in my life, I haven't worked there that long, but in my last 2.5 years, to go to work every single day and really enjoy what you do and feel challenged and feel very respected. And, Jim appreciates every single thing that you do and recognizes it, which is very hard to find a CEO so involved. I remember when I was out on the road in my early days on this FF&E account, and we would have to send out kind of these daily recaps, and he would reach out, how's it going? How are you? Do you need anything? And so that goes a long way. And he still does that to this day. So it really is. It's a great place, and I really like working for him.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSC. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.